Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 194. Today's organ we take up is ovaries. I need not stress upon the importance of ovaries, as testicles are in the case of males, ovaries are main organs in the females. They are positioned at both sides of the uterus. Cord-like ligaments attach them to the uterus. On each menstrual cycle, an ovum formed from the primordial germ cells within the ovary grows into a small sac called ovarian follicle. This follicle breaks open at the time called ovulation, and the ovum gets released to travel through the fallopian tube to meet the sperm for fertilization. The fertilized ovum takes about 6 days to reach the uterine cavity and to get implanted there in the stage called blastocyst. After the release of the ovum, there develops a cluster of cells in the ovaries at the site from where the ovum was released called corpus luteum. It produces the hormone progesterone, which facilitates the pregnancy. The interstitial cells in the ovaries resemble those in the testicles and produce estrogen and small quantities of testosterone. Estrogen is the hormone that is very important for the female sex drive and for readiness to mate. I hope you will always remember, like testicles, we study the ovaries under the organs controlled from the cerebral medulla and originated from the embryonic germ layer, new mesoderm. Just like the uterus in females and prostate gland in males have the same brain center in the brain stem, ovaries and the testicles share the same brain relays in the cerebral medulla. Again, like testicles, ovaries also have a crossover correlation from the brain to the organs. That means the right ovary is controlled from the left side of the cerebral medulla and the left ovary is controlled from the right side of the cerebral medulla. Exactly like that of testicles, again, the controlling center of the ovaries are located at the area where the cerebral medulla adjoins the midbrain. Now, as in the study of any organ, we move on to the biological conflict linked to the ovaries. Here again, like testicles, it is loss conflict concerning the loss of a loved one, including a pet. Here again, remember, the loss conflict linked to the germ cells of the ovaries is one of a primeval nature. The fear of losing a beloved person also is linked to the ovaries. A breakup or death of a loved one and the constant self-blame following can cause the conflict to prolong. It is a common condition that women are coerced and to undergo abortions. In such conditions and also after miscarriages, the women suffer loss conflicts. Similar situations of loss conflicts can also occur after an argument, a betrayal, or unfaithfulness with her partner or even a close friend. Here again, as the loss conflict linked to the testicles in the case of males, the loss conflict linked to the ovaries in females is not concerning the loss of any property or even a home, but it is always related to the concern of a person or a pet. We will now take up the study of the conflict active phase and its symptomatology of the biological special program of the female ovaries. By this time, you can tell the changes that will happen in the ovaries during conflict active phase. Like any other organ controlled from the cerebral medulla, it is necrosis or cell loss in the ovaries. Whether the right ovary or the left one will be affected is determined by the biological handedness of the woman and whether the conflict is related to her mother, child, or partner. Because of the necrosis of cellulose taking place in the ovaries, there will be a reduction of the estrogen producing cells and therefore a decrease of the estrogen level in the body. It is good to remember here also about the decrease of the estrogen level, which we studied under the principle of general laterality and hormone status during our study of the first biological law of nature. There we learned the GNM knowledge that a person's general laterality and hormone status determine whether a conflict impacts in the right or left cortical hemisphere, and that the hormone status determine whether a conflict is experienced in a male or female fashion. In the case of ovaries of the females, if the loss conflict is very intense and prolonged, again depending on the sensitivity of the woman, her menstrual periods can become irregular, delayed or absent. It can even cause infertility if she takes prolonged period of time for her conflicts to get resolved. We will learn later about the various menstrual irregularities due to the SBS of the cervix. In many cases, the loss of the unconceived child also can lead to infertility. Friends, only GNM gives you the exact psychic causes behind so many female diseases. Learn them well. We will continue the study of ovaries tomorrow. I am Dr. C.J. Verghese from Kerala, India.